Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marani Marasi Shiyichyu, for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina, Lila Nishmas, Shimon ben Reb Chaim Eliezer, Reb Aaron ben Yaakov Shachna, and Reb Shmuel Pinchas ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi, Reb Alexander Zusha ben Reb Yosef, and for Simcha ben Necha Gittel. We're discussing the Din Minui Melech based on the Sefer Nachlas Ben Yamin and Maseches Harayos and Daf Yud. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Zayin teaches us that even though David ruled, was king in Hebron 7.5 years, but there's another pasuk that says only 7 years, because those 6 months aren't counted because David had Saras. Rashi there says that his malchus wasn't complete in those 6 months, and therefore it's not counted as part of his being king. That even though nobody was appointed in his stead, nevertheless, since David got saras, nasa chofshi min hamitzvus. And for that reason, when he did an aver and he wanted to bring a karban, so he brought a se'ira, not a sire like a melech, but a se'ira, a female goat like a hedyot, and not like a nasi. So that Rashi says that ein malchuso shlema, it would appear that he was still considered a king. He wasn't considered a nasi she'avar. He was considered a king, just not a complete king. Malchuso eino shlema. And the explanation is as follows. The Bedin Melech, there are really two aspects to a Din Melech. Number one, the Iker Din Melech that's Chal, through Minui, through Meshicha, through appointment, through anointment, that's Chal Begufo Taras Melech, for all those Dinim about which there is a Parsha of Melech. So that's number one. There's a Chalos Din Melech on his Guf, that he is a Toras Melech, and all the dinim that apply to a Melech. The second aspect of Malchus is the Din Nasi, the Srara, the rulership that inheres in the Malchus. Nasi, Milashon, that he's elevated. There's Srara, that he's the leader, and then there's the Toras Melech, all the dinim that were said by Parshas Melech. Now the Meiri writes that in those 6 months that David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom, he was miskaper b'se'ira kehedyot, with a female goat like a regular person, like we see in the Yerushalmi, because there is no din nasi to be mischayev b'sayir unless he's machzik b'malchuso. So in those 6 months he was running away from Avshalom. And in those 6 months, he also had Saras, so too, when he had Saras, so he became Chavshi min HaMalucha. At that time, he wasn't Machzik b'Malchuso, and he doesn't have the Srara, he doesn't have the rulership of Malchus. However, the Chalos Taras Melech, that's Chal Begufo, that applies to his body through the Minui, through the appointment, and the Meshicha, the anointment, didn't go away when he ran away, and it also doesn't go away because he had Saras. And even though his din is like a hedyot, that he's miskaper b'se'ira, that's only because it's din of nasi. The karban, the Torah says, when it talks about a karban, it says that a nasi brings a sa'ir. So here he lost his nasius. So Toras Melech he retained, but it's the Nasius that he lost. Ha'afagav d'dino kehediot shemiskaper b'se'ira, v'dahainu mishum d'din nasi l'sayir talui, b'nasiuso shel ha'malchus, v'ein lo din nasi, elabot shu machzik b'malchuso. He only has a din nasi if he's holding on to the malchus, if he's practicing as king. But Toras Melech he still has, and that's what Rashi writes, ein malchuso shleima. So certainly he's still a melech, but it's not shalem because he's lacking the aspect of being a nasi. He doesn't have the nasius of malchus because he's not practicing as king. He had run away, he had gotten saras, so it was sort of a demotion in his complete malchus, but that doesn't mean that he lost being king completely. And it would seem that this is borne out by the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, in the third perek, in Halacha Ches, the Rambam writes, Kol amored b'melech Yisrael yesh l'melech reshus l'hargo. Anybody who rebels against the king of Israel, the king has permission to kill him. Satcher v'chein kol amavazes ha-melech ha-mecharfo yesh l'melech reshus l'hargo. Anybody who disgraces the king, anybody who scorns the king, blasphemes the king has rishus to kill him, like Shimi ben Gera. So lechor we have to understand, the mice of Shimi ben Gera was in those 6 months that David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom. And we see in the Yerushalmi there he did din hedyot. So how is Shimi mischayev misal tzmored b'melech? So the answer is, Pshat in the Rambam is, that the Rambam is correct, and the Yerushalmi is correct. If we're talking about the mitzvah of Malchus, so bifadai, that the mitzvahs of Malchus are noigbo. The mitzvah of Malchus are noigbo. Moreid b'melech is noigbo, even during these 6 months. V'chol d'chol bo teras melech sulo poka. If you have teras melech, that doesn't go away. V'hein hein divrei Rambam. And that's exactly what the Rambam is saying. That even when he was running away from Absalom, he still had a din melech. And therefore, Shimi ben Geru was chayav misa midin morid b'melech. However, if we're coming to be done, mitzad, teras nasi, since he's not machzik hamalchus biyado, ein bo teras nasi. When it comes to Teras Nasi, that aspect of his kingship, that he doesn't have if he's not practicing as king. And that's what the Yerushalmi is talking about when it said David was miskaper kehedyot. What about forcing the nation to act in certain ways? A melech has that power. Kemavur b'Rambam, b'perek dalet, m'yochas malachim. So that apparently is telling his nesius. If he's not machzik b'malchus, he can't force the people. And during this period, one must, even if he's not machzik b'malchus shlema, there's still dinei kavod v'yira, and it's aser limrod bo, and also the yisurei ha-melech lo yar b'lo nashim, chiyus k'sivus sefer Torah. Would he be chayiv? Would he be, have these isurim? Would he have these chiyuvim? So that's not so clear. But what we're trying to say is, we're suggesting that he has Toras Melech, and that doesn't go away, but Toras Nasi does go away, so therefore, as far as the kapara, the si'ira kehediot, that he does, because he is a din hediot, he doesn't have a din nasi, but he's still a melech, the one's not allowed to be mevazeh, the melech. So we still have to understand, if you have a king, Shesarach, that went off the path, Shemoiridin oisa migdulaso, that you bring him down from his gedula, l'chein nasi she'ovar ominu melech acher b'makomo, or a nasi that was removed from office, and another king was appointed in his place, im kol dinei melech nohagimbo, nohagim etzlo, odilma b'chai gavne she'viro oso paka mimeno kol dinei melech. If all dinei melech are removed from him, or we are knowing dinei melech. In the Parashas Terachim, he writes that in those 6 months that David HaMelech ran away, his din was legamrei kehedyot. He brings that way from the Radak and Melachim, because since the nation went after Avshalom, then David was removed from being king. So writes the Karen Ora, that that's why David was miskaper b'seira, not because he wasn't holding on to the kingship, but rather because they removed him and they nullified his appointment. Because it's talui in the people. Like we see by the Kohen Gadol, he's appointed verbally and he's removed verbally. And so is mashma pashtus hapasuk, mikerev achecha tasim alecha melech, that simas hamelech is talui ba'am. So that's what it says in these achronim, in the Karen Ora. Also the Parshas Drachim, however, from the Rambam, we see no, that he's not legamrei kehed yod, and someone's mori bo chayav misa. Also, according to what we just said, that it's talui ba'am, and once they decide they don't want him as king anymore, he's out. Then why didn't David need a new mashicha? That we don't find. However, we do find that they took him back as king. Al kol panim, the Rambam says that even though he was running away from Avshalom, he still had a din melech, and therefore one is moreid bo, is chayiv misa. And the explanation is that the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Perakei Halach Aleph, writes, "Ein ma'amid melech ela al pi beis nishel shivim ve'echad." We only appoint a king based on a beis din of 71. And the Mishnah LeMelech is tameya. Why does the Rambam bring the din minu melech, and not the din minu kohen gadol? Minu kohen gadol, appointing the kohen gadol also requires 71. Briskei Rav on the Rambam writes that be'emes there's a difference between din melech midin kohen gadol. Because in the first parak of Ochs Malachim Malach Gimel, the Rambam writes, "Ein ma'amid melech b'tchila al pi beis din shel shivim ve'echad v'al pi navik yoshua shemino Moshe Rabbeinu beis dina." That we only appoint a king 71 of a beis din, the Sanhedrin, a navi like Yoshua, that David Melech appointed him with his beis din. Now this, that we're only ma'amid a melech based on with a beis din of 71, that's a din in the melech. Dina hu b'melech kamo adin dein ma'amidin also al pi navi. So that's just like the din of being mamid also al pi navi. We need a beis din of 71 for a melech, and we need a navi for a melech. However, when it comes to ein ma'amidim kohen gadol ela b'beis nishel shivim ve'echad, there we have no pasuk. We have no yalfusa. But rather, beis din of 71, appoint him, because this is a davar sheshayach l'kol Yisrael. So beis nishel shivim ve'echad are the bailam on that. But there's no din that he needs a beis din of 71. Beis din of 71 here by the Kohen Gadol is only because they're representing Klal Yisrael. Hashem came when it comes to the beis din of 71 that appoints a king, that's a special din. That he can only be appointed with 71. So now we can go further and say that the Minui Melech, we have two aspects. So on one hand we learn that the Minui Melech requires 71. The Makor is a Tosefta and Sechas Sanhedrin. And not only that, but there's also the aspect like Minui Kohen Gadol, which is as the Beis Din is representatives of all the Jewish people. And the Beis Din of 71 are the Bailam of that. So that's the Briskei Rav's Yisod. That's why the Briskei Rav explains that the Rambam brings the Din of Minui Melech al pi shivim ve'echad, and not Minui Kohen Gadol, because this is a fundamental difference. That Minui Melech is out him being the you need need a Sanhedrin, that your mamash need a Sanhedrin. And the Minui Kohen Gadol is just because they're representatives of Klal Yisrael. That's the Brisker Rav's chilek. I'm not exactly sure how he proves it, but that's what his chilek is. So we'll have to leave that for another time to see where he gets it from. Because there really doesn't seem to be in the Tosefta this distinction. It says, Ein ma'amidim lo melech v'lo ein kohen gadol ela bebezin shel shivim ve'echod. So it says, for a melech and a kohen gadol, you need a bezin of 71. So where did he get this chilek from? Al kopanim, that's what he says, that the melech is because it's a davar hashayach l'kol Yisrael. Bezin, it's because the kohen gadol is because of shayach l'kol Yisrael, and melech is appointed at 71 because you dafka need a bezin. But even when you need a melech, it's also else that they're bailim, they're representing klal Yisrael. And the 71 of the Sanhedrin is bemkom da'as ha'am. And maybe that's learned from Som Tasim Alecha Melech. That simas melech is talui ba'am, like the Karen Ora says. So it emerges that we require a bezin of 71 when you appoint a king for two reasons. Number one, because the etzem hamadas hamelech requires a bezin, and number two, you need a simas ha'am, like we find by the minu kohen gadol, and the 71 stand in place of the am. It's davar shayach l'kol Yisrael. And these two as elements, the minu bezin and minu ha'am, the appointment by the Beis Din as the Sanhedrin, and the appointment of the Beis Din as representatives of the nation, these two appointments are fundamentally different. That we require a Minui Beis Din is for the Chalos Taras Melech, because he only has Taras Melech if he has Minui and Meshicha. That we require Simas Ha'am, that's the Sraras Hamalucha, that's that he should be the ruler over them. Because all Srara, every Minui, requires Beis Din, requires the Am. They have to have Rishus. How can you rule over me if I don't give you Rishus to rule over me? To be a king, to have the Cheshivas of a king. So that's given by the Sanhedrin. That's Malchus. But as far as being a Srara, as far as rulership, for that you need the Haskam of the Am. So according to this, it would appear that the Karen Ora writes, that the reason David HaMelech was Miskaper B'Seira Kehedyot, it because behem tali hadavar larida migdula, so because it's tali in the nation, they can lower him from his gdula, like we find that Kohen Gadol is appointed verbally and can be removed verbally, mismana bepeh, mistalik bepeh. That's all as far as the dinasi is concerned. But just like he's mismana, just like he's appointed by the people, he could be removed by the people. But minui beis din, which is, makes him Melech, that doesn't go away because of the people. No, he's appointed king. He has Taras Melech. He remains with Taras Melech. It doesn't matter what the people say. The Taras Melech that's chalai de minui v'mishicha doesn't go away, and therefore he's considered Melech for all those dinim that were said by Parshas Melech. And only in such an instance that he went off the derech, he was sarach. That the din is shemaridon ato migdula, so that's midine habezed in there. Maybe he loses his Taras Melech, then he's a hedyot gamor. But when it comes to the nation not wanting him anymore, then he loses his srara, not his Taras Melech. And based on this, we can understand what it says in the in Shmuel Beis Yutes Yud, Veikolam nidon b'chol shivtei Yisrael lemor, Hamelech hatzilenu. And all the people argued with one another throughout all of Israel by saying, the king delivered us out of the hands of our enemies, and he saved us out of the hands of the Plishtim. And now he was forced to flee out of the land before Avshalom. First he saved us, now he has to run away. Plus it continues, Yir Aleph, Avshalom Asher Mashachnu Aleinu, Meis Bamulchama, and Avshalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Ve'ata lamatem achrishim l'hashiv es hamelech. Now therefore, why do you all remain silent about returning the king. So based on what we said, it would appear that Be'emes, David needs another minu, that when he ran away, he lost his gedula, because he wasn't holding on to the kingship. So either because of that, or because the nation went after Avshalom and they removed him. But now to reinstate him, he doesn't need a minui beis din l'chalos taras melech. That didn't go away, because the beis din never removed him. Just the am did for the taras nasi, because the taras nasi relates to the am, and that's shaykh to all the Jewish people. And therefore, that's what the pasuk says, that why are we not returning him as king? Why do you all remain silent about returning the king? We should bring him back, because as far as the Beis Din is concerned, we don't need a new minui Beis Din. That the Taras Melech never went away, but the Taras Nasi that he ruled over us, that went away when he ran away, and when we followed Avshalom. But now that Avshalom's gone, so now we have to restore him as king. So those are the two aspects of the king. And obviously, there's loads more to say, and we've discussed it in previous shiurim. And Mitzvah Shem, we will discuss it more in future shiurim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.